Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he's still hopeful for a deal allowing a gay group to march in South Boston's St. Patrick's Day parade. Organizers say talks to include gay groups for the first time in 2 decades have fallen apart. Walsh, the son of Irish immigrants, is still trying to bring the sides together. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Gay rights activists called it historic that they were even talking to parade organizers. But now, chances for a deal are slipping.
The parade is actually closed. It's a done deal. We're done accepting applications.
Parade organizer Phil Wooschke says there was talk of a compromise, allowing the group Mass Equality to march as long as the word gay wasn't on their T-shirts or signs. The focus, Wooschke says, has to be on St. Patrick's Day.
It's a day of celebration, not demonstration. And if they either, well, they aren't going to follow our rules.
No one wants to feel they have to be back in the closet.
That's Chuck Colbert, who marched in the parade with a gay group in the early 90s before the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parade organizers could exclude them. Now Colbert says making gays hide who they are is an insult.
I remember a time when I was very closeted, and that was very shaming. And so to go back to that, to pretend you can't say who you are, or wink, wink, nod, nod, it doesn't cut it anymore.
The compromise has also drawn protests from some parade marchers.
If they're in, we're out.
Brother Thomas Dalton is principal of the Immaculate Heart of Mary School, whose marching band and float with a waving St. Patrick has become the unofficial symbol of the parade. Now Dalton says he can't march with gay rights activists regardless of whether they wear it on their sleeves.
When they come in with a problem, you know, a sin, and they say, we are not sinners, this is what we're going to promote as a virtue, we don't want to have any part with that. You know, if they wanted to share their Irishness, that's fine, but they want to share their sinfulness. They want to promote it. How can we do that?
But would-be marchers like Colbert say they want to express both their Irish pride and gay pride. And Colbert says the Boston Irish should understand.
You know, both groups have been the brunt of oppression and ostracism. So I still go back to when Irish eyes are smiling, all the world is bright and gay. And I would add, and straight, and lesbian, and transgender.
In past years, gay activists have marched in their own shadow parade. Mass Equality's Cara Corradini concedes that given other battles for gay rights, the parade fight doesn't really rank, but symbolically, she says, it's huge.
So just as the parade for a long time has been a symbol of those challenges, it's really poised to be a symbol of the progress that we're making and that neighborhoods and communities are really changing.
But maybe not enough. There are lots of ways gay groups could march openly and honestly, as Corradini puts it, but it seems even wearing a rainbow symbol instead of the word gay may have doomed the deal. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.